Hi, this is Trevor Cars. And on this podcast, I really want to get into the process of getting a job. Because I know a lot of you out there, you're graduating from university and you're looking for a job, or you're in a career you don't like and you're looking for a job, or you're self-employed but now you're looking for a job. Whatever your circumstance, you're looking for a job. And unfortunately, that is not how you get a job. Looking for a job is desperation. You are trying to get rather than give. If your mindset is getting a job, your actual mindset should be, how do I give service? How do you help others? How do you bring value? Maybe you just finished 4 years of university. What did you learn? What did you do? What projects did you complete? And how is that going to help the other person on the other end of the table? If you're looking for a salary, you're looking for a 9-to-5, you're looking for something to fill your Mondays to Fridays, you're already approaching it from the wrong angle. You should be looking for ways to help others. You should be looking for ways to improve someone else's circumstance. And you should be doing that without expectation of reciprocity. Without expectation of reward. They don't teach you this in school because they don't understand the importance of genuinely helping others first. And school is structured in a way that you get a degree, you get a job. And that's not right. If you're lucky, you'll get the opportunity to help somebody make a difference. And then perhaps, an opportunity will present itself where a job will be given to you. Somebody will appreciate your willingness and desire to help them, to increase their value, to increase their wealth. See, your job, you already have a job to do before somebody even gives you one. Your job is to increase the wealth of others. That is your job. If you want a job, your job is already present. Your job is to help, to provide value. And I have to be careful about help. You see, you can help somebody on the street, provide them a sandwich, provide them with a blanket or whatnot. But that is not increasing their wealth. That's actually taking away that person's independence. It's taking away that person's ability to fend for themselves. You want to look at an individual who's already more than capable of handling themselves, okay? Future employer. You want to look at that individual and say, they're more than capable without me. But if I demonstrate the value I can bring to the table without any expectation in return, they might just say, hey, thank you. Wondering if you could take a look at this. But if you go out of your way to produce work that is top quality, you will be rewarded as long as you don't expect it. So, to anyone that's seeking a job, stop. You already have one. You're just not doing a very good job at it. The people that are moping that they don't have a job, they've been waiting for months and months and months, and still have not received a job. I have some news for you. No one in this world owes you a job. No one in this world owes you anything. You are fresh slate, non-existent. It is your job to make an impact, make a difference, and you may not receive anything in return. And you need to accept that you may not receive anything in return. You might need to live off of very little until you figure out how to provide tremendous value. I am 100% certain that there is something that you know that somebody else doesn't. And you have that opportunity to teach others what you know. And yet you aren't. You're looking for a job. You're looking to steal the spotlight. It could be a very long journey for you if you keep seeking without delivering. Give rather than take. If you spend the majority of your hours on job boards, searching for that next big opportunity, you're in the mindset of old school thinking, where if you apply, you'll just get a job. Today, there are more channels for job applications than ever before. Social media, more job boards, more people talking about openings on LinkedIn, openings in person. There are hidden job openings everywhere. There are visible job openings everywhere. But the problem is you are competing. If you decide to only look at what's visible, there's 200 other people out there applying to that job online. Why would you try to compete with others? Did it work competing with others when you were in school? Did you like do better when you were competing with others in school? Or did straight studying and sheer determination and sheer focus on your path get you the success you needed in school? Likely the latter, not likely the competition. Although school presents itself as a competition, it is an individual process. They hand out a grade to you at the end of the day. It is your job to provide the correct answers, provide the correct knowledge. And that comes from study, that comes from learning, that comes from execution on your own. The competition is irrelevant. The competition isn't providing you with the answers, not the correct ones. They will deceive you. Focus on your path. Focus on the delivery of your value. Whether it's in school or whether it's in the job hunt. I wish that it wasn't called job hunting or career search. I wish it was value provided. I'm in the value process. I'm in the process of giving value. And that's more attractive. If you're willing to sit outside my doorstep and provide the answers, provide work, provide value, I will eventually hire you. That employer will eventually hire you. But the moment you waver, the moment you expect something, the trust is broken, and they will not look at you as a unicorn. They will look at you as the herd. The herd of applicants that they receive every day. Your job is to stand out as the unicorn, to stand out above everyone else by doing different things that bring value to the employer. The minute you approach your journey in the job search the way I've described is the moment you will start seeing success. The moment you will start seeing yourself as the standout, as that unicorn, as the person that people want to talk to. And accepting that you may never get anything in return, to fully accept that and continue the hustle, continue the work ethic, will no doubt take you to where you want to go, the way that you want it to go. You will be much happier. You will be doing something you enjoy because you decided to explore the process of bringing value to the table. Focus on how to bring value to the table. The best job is the job that's given to you without you having to present a resume. Your next job shouldn't have been received based on your resume. If it is, that means you're showing off skills that are written to impress, to show off. And you're not a celebrity. You are starting out. You need to work harder than what a piece of paper says. Whether it be your degree or resume, you need to provide the answers before you can show any paper. Speak with your mind, not with the surface accolades that an employer will see. Head straight to the top and provide value to the decision maker, not to some lowly frontline employee who won't appreciate the time you're giving, as they are in the same boat, looking to climb the ladder, looking to grab what they can. Head straight to the top and be known as the value provider. And you will leapfrog ahead of the competition as you set about your own path. This perspective is the way that society should approach the process of helping others. It is job creation indirectly, because there is usually always an exchange. When somebody does something good to others, there is definitely a thing called karma, and the world has a tendency to work itself out. You bring the world to yourself by doing good things for others without expectation of reciprocity. And you need to put aside your selfishness and try to provide value to see results. And if after a year, 2 years, 5 years, you continue to provide value, and yet you don't receive a break, it means you need to work harder. You need to look at ways that show that you're genuinely interested in providing value. Because if you were genuinely interested, and you did it enthusiastically, without expectation, everything would work out perfectly fine for you. Your life will be satisfied. Patience will be your greatest virtue in your hunt, in your process of providing value to others. This is Trevor Carr's signing off for today. I hope this really helps you on your journey. Until next time.